KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ah, yes. What an action-packed day that we've had out here at Colonial.
Hasn't this been fun being outside?
Oh, it's been great.
You know, it's weather's, you know, we're under these shade trees, so it's kind of cool. It's not hot at all.
Nope.
This is great. What a great day.
Well, right now it's time to stop down for a little bit of... And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, then call Texas Tickets. The Rangers and the Yankees.
Tomorrow.
This weekend. Yes, tomorrow. The first of three with the Yankees starts tomorrow. All three games are sold out. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for all three. Call them right now. And if you need to get hooked up for Colonial, they can get you done there any way you want to get done. No matter what kind of pass you want, they've got it at Texas Tickets. And Aerosmith at the Smirnoff, June 2nd. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who wants nothing more in this world than to make everyone know that he can hang with the most abrasive and over-the-top of them. Here is Cobra.
I prefer Snake Davidson.
All right, here's Snake Davidson.
I thought you said you didn't like that because
I'm turning it
around. Your family name.
Coming around on it.
Okay.
Coming around on it.
All right, whatever.
Madonna, who I think is fairly talentless, but I can see where others might think that she has a little bit of talent and maybe a pinky finger.
Talentless?
She didn't have much, man. I mean, once you get right down to it.
You don't think she's a good singer?
She makes
no,
great records.
How many do you own?
None.
Yeah, okay, so it must be kick-ass.
Those records aren't aimed at me.
Her Immaculate Collection is awesome.
Yes, I've got that one.
It's awesome?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah, it's awesome. And I don't even know.
Awesome.
I don't even know if that's good enough.
All right,
to describe
it. So you got... Now, I don't mind, like, Borderline, that song.
That's a great
there.
Record.
That's on there.
Okay, that's a great record. Not a great... We're not talking great, like a seminal record.
Like a Virgin, Papa Don't Preach, Borderline.
Great records, all of them.
Oh, those are awesome.
Those are not
songs,
great...
Man.
You know, a great record...
Group.
A great record...
Another great record.
No, those aren't.
Yes, they are.
What are you thinking?
I like Vogue. I think
Vogue?
It's
another great record.
Led Zeppelin 2 is a great record. Madonna's Papa Don't Preach isn't a great record.
Sure it is.
Those are songs that have stood the test of time.
Have they?
Yes.
Yes, they have. Absolutely they have.
With who?
Listen,
you're talking about songs that have been around for 20 years, Snake Davidson.
And not only that, but somebody could dress up for her as Halloween and you would instantly recognize, no matter what phase it was. The cone bra phase wouldn't matter. They could dress up like her, and you would instantly know who
no,
it was.
The only way
the
you
early trash look.
The only way you recognize her is that Desperately Seeking Susan look. It's the only way you recognize her.
No. She is a pop culture icon.
All right, so here's her shock value for what she's going to do on her new tour, just so she can get everybody
and
all
a marketing,
talking.
She's a marketing genius.
I'll agree
too.
With you there. She's a marketing genius because that has to make up for a lack of talent.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, not really. Not really.
She
if you
is
want
going
to get on to her about being a slut. Go ahead, I agree with you. But
and she's got a big neck.
Boy, you
like
are off base, Snake Davidson.
She's going to be electrocuted live on stage at her reinvention tour. That's what it's going to be known as. She will also screen video footage of the corpses belonging to victims of the war in Iraq. She's going to perform sexy lesbian dance routines and have scantily clad pregnant women dancing along to Papa Don't Preach.
That's a pretty good idea.
Just a bunch of waste shot crap.
That's going to sell a lot of tickets.
I don't know. Are you
okay.
going to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Have you ever seen her?
Yes, I have. Saw her at Texas Stadium.
I don't believe that. And I don't believe either one of you will go. Have you ever seen her?
Yeah.
Where'd you see her?
Dallas Convention Center.
What year?
85 or 6.
I don't believe you either. Will you go see her?
I'd love to go see her.
Right? Yeah, it may be a bunch of crap, but she's about the only person that could pull it off. One of the few people that can pull it off.
The only song I like...
I'd love to see... if she comes here, I hope she plays like the AAC. I mean, an inside venue.
The only song I like is that one, that big song she had like 2 or 3 years ago. The kind of the dance cut where she was...
Music. That's a great. That's another record. Great CD.
Great record.
It's not. They're not great.
She had a great song that was in the first Austin Powers movie too.
Ray of Lights.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
That's a great song as
Ray
well.
Ray of Light, I think, is what I like. I can't remember. I get them mixed up. I don't like many of them.
Though. I can only think of a couple songs of hers that aren't great.
Really?
That are less than great.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of great. And God knows that I love this band. Van Halen has recorded 3 new songs for inclusion on the very, very best of Van Halen. Expected to come out later this summer.
I might be interested in that CD.
The new songs are called It's About Time, Up for Breakfast, and Learning to See, featuring Sammy Hagar. The double disc, the very first song, would anyone like to guess what the first song is on the double disc, Very Best of Van Halen?
Mr. Ed.
No?
Eruption.
It is Eruption, baby. They're going to kick your ass right away. I don't know if you can go on after listening to Eruption.
Hey, we were discussed this before. Is that the song that Michael J. Fox blasts in the Walkman in Back to the Future when he plays the alien? You know, when he goes back and sees George McFly?
Yeah, I remember that
headphones.
Scene.
Is that the song that's coming through the headphones when he puts them on George McFly's head?
Yeah, because I think he says his name is Eddie Van Halen or something like that.
Doesn't he?
I think so.
And then he blasts this song and the guy jumps up and freaks out.
Tell you what, that is an underrated movie.
Back to the Future?
Yes, the first
that
one.
That is an underrated movie.
Not bad.
Very clever.
You will also have Jump, Panama, I'll Wait.
I love that song, I'll Wait.
Oh, dear God, I'm sorry.
You think it was over?
Yeah. Why Can't This Be Love? Hang on. Let's just take our shirts off and revel in the greatness that is Eddie Van Halen.
It'll be over in just a second.
Stand back, burrito! Wow. That's a life drainer. You know what?
You like this, huh?
I think this song is kick-ass.
Kick it.
All right, here it is. It's over. You can continue now.
Okay.
It's over.
So that will be in the Grego Jukebox, the very best of Van Halen.
Is it a two-disc set?
Yes, it is.
Out.
Why?
Can't take up too much space. All right, it's over.
Stand
continue.
Back, burrito! Oh. This could also be cranking out of your daughter's car as she drives away for the first time. See her head just going back and forth, you know, just waving, maybe gives you the bird.
She is far more likely to be rolling Steely Dan than this.
Maybe a little Beautiful Girls.
I hate corn.
Not a bad song.
Beautiful Girls?
Not a bad song.
Oh, yes.
I know a lot of people don't like them. I mean, all the music people.
Man, the only thing I think about when I hear this song,
Schmidt's gay.
Schmidt's gay is Chris Farley and Adam Sandler by the pool.
Yep.
With all those guys and their banana hammocks running around.
That is the funniest parody commercial that SNL ever did.
That's one of the funniest skits they've ever
seen
done
that,
on
you?
Show.
Oh. Have you seen it?
I don't think so.
Schmidt's gay?
I don't know. Bass-O-Matic may have something to say about that.
Bass-O-Matic was funny.
Oh.
Where Sandler and...
What about the twin toilet love seat? The love
funny,
toilet.
Funny.
What about Big Red? Remember Big Red?
No.
That it was like some kind of Viking character that would spin around and just shoot red dye everywhere.
I remember that.
Big Red.
It was like one of those crazy water sprinklers.
Oh,
where it's
tremendous.
Yeah, I know.
Back when Saturday Night Live used to be funny.
But Farley and Adam Sandler are like house sitting.
Like,
and
they have a pool all to themselves. Like, man, this is lame.
Yeah, and they walk outside and the pool's drained. There's no water in it. And they're like, what are we going to do now? He's like, I don't know. And all of a sudden you hear the beginning of this song.
They crack open a Schmidt's gay. The pool's filled with water. There's a bunch of Chippendales guys walking around. And they're all doing the conga. And then they're having chicken fights in the pool.
It's just a bunch of hot guys with Chris Farley and Adam Sandler.
Chris Farley without his shirt, of course.
It's genius. I love Van Halen talk.
I love Schmidt's gay.
Fox is launching its, they have, let's see, one, two, three, four new series. They will, they're taking the HBO approach. They will start them in June, one new series, one in August, one in November, and one in January. Not following the traditional September launching of all the new shows. Fox is getting away from that.
Well, you know what? Sooner or later, the other networks will do the same thing because it was pretty much outdated in like 1965.
True.
What about Idol?
What about Idol?
Where's it going?
It's not going anywhere. I mean, they're going
straight to the top.
Yeah, they're going to do it again. Oh, well, can we have a Masters update? Can we hear that maybe? We need it. We need the Masters song, if you can find it.
And now, with an American Idol update, here's Mike Reiner.
Oh, Mike, go ahead. I don't know if you watched Idol last night.
Well, I can tell you that we are now down to two. Your next American Idol, Cobra, will either be Fantasia Barrino.
Ah,
Mr. Stand Back Barrino.
Yeah, is that a cousin of Barrino
Stand
Jimmy?
Stand Back Barrino!
Yeah, cousin of Barrino Jimmy.
Her name is Fantasia?
Yes.
So they knocked off the Hawaiian chick?
Yes, they knocked off Jasmine Trias.
Now,
who should have been knocked off long ago.
What we need to ask you was, how was the pizza? Everything cool? No complaints on the pizza?
Well, I didn't have any pizza.
Ice cream okay?
Didn't have any ice cream either.
Get some nice pint of Bluebell?
No, no.
No?
Didn't have any pizza or ice cream.
No, how about the bonbons? They go down well?
I didn't have any bonbons either. I generally don't eat anything while I'm watching Idol.
Were you sitting in the middle of, like, your wife's on the right and her best friend's on the left and you're clenching hands the whole time because you're sweating so nervously?
Yes, that was going on.
Please, please, please kick off the Hawaiian girl. I hate her for what she did to the other black girl.
Right?
That's right. That's exactly how it was.
I bet you were rooting against her because she done the black girl wrong last week.
That's right. She done the sister wrong. The sister was good. The sister had something. The sister will be heard from again. But it'll either be Fantasia Barrino or Diana DeGarmo.
Ah. Now, are they a black and a white?
Yes.
Really? So yes. We have a race war going on.
That's right.
Yeah,
no black race people. War going on either.
Okay, let me see.
What was that, Mike?
I know black people.
Okay, let me see. The first year...
It's weird.
That's right, I do.
A white girl won it.
Right.
The second year, a black guy won it.
Is this the third year?
Yeah, so it's got to be a white
year. What
about
Clay Aiken? He's a white guy.
He didn't win.
Big fat Ruben.
Oh, he didn't?
Ruben Studdard won.
So it's got to be a white wins this year. It's every other year.
When does Aladdin get some love from American Idol?
It's a good question.
As soon as they start raising hell about it and get Lulac involved.
Kevin Scott.
Kevin, I didn't know you hated the
Although
Mexicans
Diana
so
DeGarmo may be. I'm not sure exactly
sounds
what
Italian.
It sounds Italian to me.
I think that's right. I'm not sure.
Well,
go either way.
One of the shows that will be debuting is Method and Red, a comedy starring rappers Method Man and Red Man.
This will fail.
And this is on Fox?
Yes.
America is not ready for the rapper sitcom.
You will have the Simple Life Part 2, : Road Trip, starring Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, which I don't understand. They're not trying to do anything. They're not gaining points or kicking off anyone. They're just there, doing stupid things.
Just rich people in a funny situation.
Same thing you did in the
funny
first
setting.
Show. But wasn't that a bonanza for Fox?
That was. You have The Billionaire, Branson's Quest for the Best, in which Virgin founder Richard Branson basically tries to pull a Donald Trump and Mark Cuban.
No originality.
Well, you know what? We're going to run out of reality shows pretty soon. This will all be over.
I thought it would have been over by now.
You know what? The last standing reality shows will be American Idol, The Bachelor, and
Survivor.
Those are your big three.
I bet Survivor outlasts them all.
You think?
Really, at the
Greg, what? Go say it again.
It's not
Greg.
Like when the game is.
Well, go ahead.
Really,
Well, you're really confused.
No, I was talking about the game.
Oh,
the game. You know the game. It is.
As far as The Office goes, everyone's favorite Brit comedy, It is not eligible for this year's Emmy Awards because it falls one...
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
Go ahead.
It's not like when the game is
well, you don't have much, man. For
really, if the...
Really passionate about interjecting something, and you just... Sorry about that, man.
Kind of trailed off.
Yeah.
Anyway, Greg, you interrupted me. I'll continue. The Office will not be eligible for the Emmy Awards because it falls one short of the mandatory six-episode quantification rule.
That's cocky.
Yeah, it is.
That go ahead and say, oh, by the way, it's not eligible. You know what? Let's see a few episodes if it's even worthy.
Oh, that show blows away anything else that's nominated. Doesn't matter what's up, that show blows it away.
You know,
you're talking about the British one.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one we talked about yesterday.
No, the British one.
Oh, I can guarantee. I can think of a couple guys that need to be nominated for Best Actor on that.
Jeez. Yes, the Boss, for sure.
That guy is genius.
Doesn't he co-write that? Ricky Gervais, is that his name?
I don't know.
He plays David Brent in that.
I don't know.
And the guy that plays, what's it, Garth or...
Gareth Keener.
God.
The dude with that huge honker.
And yeah. Just ridiculous alien look.
Funny show, man. Very funny show. A concert that we can all embrace is Whitney Houston. We'll tour
can I interject
with...
something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
It's not like when the game is is really at the...
At the what?
It is.
It's what?
It is.
It's what? In
the
what
game
is this? God, man.
The game is.
You're so passionate about this game.
Right.
You really want to interject something here.
Because it is.
Well, Greg, can you hang on?
I'll tell you, it is.
Let me finish here. Whitney Houston will tour with Natalie Cole and Dionne Warwick.
Wow.
Yeah, are you interested?
This is the Prozac-addled sister tour, isn't it?
Now, we should do What Went Wrong with Dionne Warwick. But I'm afraid we can pinpoint it right now. It's when she started going off into...
she was one that was
psychic.
Doing the infomercials,
yeah.
Wasn't she?
Info psychic lady.
Well, she can sing, though.
Can she?
Yeah.
It starts in Germany, and it's going to make its way around here. And I can't imagine who will go see Whitney Houston, Natalie Cole, and Natalie Cole? Didn't she just rip off her dad?
She's pretty good.
I think she's got a little something on her own. I think she garners some respect.
Pretty good looking, too.
The only right-wing Republican that the Bush, the famous right-winger, that Bush can get to help campaign for him is Laura Flynn Boyle.
Really?
Yeah. She's the only one they can drum up.
Bitch.
Mike. She's an actress. I thought you were a Republican.
I am.
She seems like an odd person to be stumping for the Republicans.
Boy, she sure does.
She needs to gain
weight. She is
the
profile of the left.
I would think I'd just, from the Bush administration, I think I'd just stay away from her.
Why's that?
I don't think she's got anything.
It was so funny. They had an article in the paper the other day showing who was supporting the Democrats and who was supporting the Republicans. And, you know, a bunch of A-list stars out for John Kerry. And the Republicans had Chuck Norris and Crystal Bernard supporting them. And now Laura Flynn Boyle.
All right, I guess that's E-News for today, is it not?
Chuck Norris. And let's see.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
It's not like when the game is
is what?
Really,
it is. At the what?
It really is.
What game are we talking about?
Yeah, which game?
Stay with it, Grego.
It really is.
It's just confusing.
Just always remember tonight. Before you go to bed, just remember the game really is.
All right. You don't have to...
The game really is.
You don't have to interrupt me every time I talk, too. You
Take
can just,
care.
You can just go on and say what you're going to say. You don't have to ask if
it's
you can...
It's not like when the game is really at the...
What? At the what?
I told you. The game really is.
Actually, I do like it better when you interrupt me. It's a little more courteous. So, as far as that goes, that's E-News.
Yes, we know. And coming up next...
Take care, Snake.
We will either talk Rangers or we will hook up the Snake to the wireless and send him out amongst the crowd here at Colonial.